Banff. A group of Banff residents is petitioning council to walk back its contentious decision to approve the annual pedestrian zone on Banff Avenue. If the petitioners can gather valid signatures from at least 10% of Banff's population by mid-March, council can decide to cancel the pedestrian zone or hold a binding plebiscite on the question under the Municipal Government Act, MGA. Leslie Taylor, the point person on the petition, said in general, people are not against the idea of a pedestrian zone, noting they love seeing vacationers walking throughout town rather than driving. But she said there's a variety of unresolved issues related to the pedestrian zone, from concerns over evacuation routes and business equity to a diminished quality of life for residents on neighboring streets where tourist and commercial traffic is diverted. It's just that the negative impacts of this particular pedestrian zone on Banff Avenue outweigh its benefits, said Taylor. People that we talk to have one or more of these concerns, and some people are concerned about all of these things. The petitioners and town of Banff are consulting with Alberta Municipal Affairs on what population count should be used, the 2017 municipal census of 8,865, the 2022 Province of Alberta population estimate of 9,656, or 2021 federal census of 8,305. On January 17, Banff Council voted 5-2 to move ahead with the pedestrian zone from the May long weekend until Thanksgiving weekend, even though Parks Canada said commercialization of public spaces with restaurant patios and retail kiosks flouts national park policy and law. A week earlier, residents descended on the steps of Town Hall to peacefully protest and ask council to reverse an earlier decision in December for a car-free pedestrian zone until traffic congestion and emergency evacuation planning could be better addressed. This week, about 30 residents began distributing the petition sheet throughout the community. Under the rules of the MGA pertaining to petitions of this sort, the petition must be filed to the town of Banff within 60 days of the January 17 vote. Mayor Corey DeMano said she did not want to comment in depth until the petition was submitted, also noting she has not yet seen a copy. I respect this as an avenue that residents can pursue as part of the democratic process set by the Municipal Government Act, she said. Specifically, the petition outlines concerns over commercial and tourist traffic being diverted through residential areas, diminishing the quality of life in these neighborhoods. It also speaks to fears that the pedestrian zone blocks the main arterial road and main evacuation route. This is a top-of-mind concern for a lot of people on the south side of the river, said Taylor. Silvio Adamo, the town's former fire chief, has said the pedestrian zone will not impede evacuation, while others in the emergency management field have said it will have an impact. The petition flags concerns about intensification of commercial activity from outdoor restaurants and patios creating more demand for housing, when Banff is already in a housing crunch. In addition, residents are also raising concerns that Parks Canada has clearly expressed that the commercial activity in public areas of the pedestrian zone is against the intent of the federally legislated commercial cap. People are distressed to see that the town is not responding to this concern of Parks Canada, said Taylor, who was Banff's first mayor from 1989 to 1995 and a two-term town councillor from 2007 to 2013 before deciding not to run again. The petition states the pedestrian zone leads to a lack of business equity, given some businesses benefit from street patios and others don't. Lastly, it says enough money had been spent redoing Banff Avenue in 2007 and turning Bear Street into a pedestrian-friendly experience. Taylor said it is not easy to do a petition like this because the requirements under the MGA are stringent and the deadlines are tight. It's made difficult, I think, on purpose so that this is not something that happens every time you turn around, she said. But if you sincerely feel that your council has made a mistake and you want to have a second look, then this option is open to people. Within 45 days of the petition being filed, the town manager has the job of determining whether the petition is sufficient. Once that is determined, council has 90 days to repeal the decision or hold a plebiscite.